Okay, so we're up to the bracha of Ala Tzadikin. The last bracha we said was the bracha of Olam Hashinim, which is the bracha of regarding all the Rishoyim. And now we have a special bracha of Ala Tzadikin, which is going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that two things. Number one, we should give special protection to the special people in our nation. And number two is that we should be zoicha to be shayach to those people. We should have some sort of schus in being shayach to those people. So we ask, it's a twofold bracha, the Ala Tzadikim. And we're going to go through each one, and then we're going to try to explain a little bit. What is it that we're asking for? So we say, Ala Tzadikim ve'ala Chassidim. First of all, what's the difference between a Tzadik and a Chassid? What's the difference between a Tzadik, Chassid? Who do you think is on a higher level? So usually we say a Chassid is on a higher level. The Messias Yisharim says, Tzadik is Nizhar from everything. Tzadik doesn't do anything wrong. He's careful from everything. But Chassid goes beyond. He goes lifnim mishurat adin, more than he has to do. Okay? So the Chassid, the way the Chazal said it, hamis chassid in koinoi. Just like chassid, when you do chassid with someone, it's extra. It's not, I don't have to, it's chassid. So chassid is doing something which is extra for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ala tzadikim, please, that we ask for the tzaddikim and the chassidim, ve'al ziknei amcha beis Yisrael, which are the gedolei Yisrael, the gedolim, the chachamim. They're called the ziknei amcha, the elders of the nation, because the Gemara says that zaken ze shekana chachma, someone that has chachma, what wisdom. So zikna is someone that has wisdom, and the zaken is a person who has kinda wisdom. Now, why do we say ziknei beis Yisrael? The language, like, because we're saying is that they hold up the house of the Jewish people. They hold us up. They're supporting us. They sustain the Jewish people. The gedolim, the famous zvart that I think it was the Brisker Rav said it when the Chazon Ish was nifter. That you think the Chazon Ish was nifter, but I see that we are in a different world. Till now, we had the world was the world with the Chazon Ish, and now the world is the world without the Chazon Ish. It's a different world. It's a different planet. It looks different on a spiritual level. It's like, you know, the Iron Dome. Right? The Chazon Ish is around. Nothing's going to happen. Right? So the Gedolei Yisrael provide a special protection to Jewish people. And that's the Ziknei Amcha Beis Yisrael, the elders of the nation, not just, you know, okay. Then we say, Val Pleitas Soifereihem. Soifereihem could mean a lot of things. A Sofer is what? Someone who writes. So it could be authors of books we're talking about. Some say it means people who count. What do they count? They count the letters in the Torah. Because they know even the amount of letters there are in the Torah. That's the Soferim. But the bottom line is that the Soferim are the people who basically have conquered their Yetzer Hara. Okay? Now, we use a very very interesting language here. We say, the Pleitas Soifreihem. Pleita means those who are left over, who escaped. And upon the escaped, the remnants of the Soferim. Well, why escaped? How do they translate there?
Sobre el remanente de los eruditos.
Sí.
Sobre
¿qué remanente? What's the remnant? What do we say? So Rabbi Miller says, Rabbi Victor Miller says, Gevaldik Pshat, says, first of all, because in the old days we had a lot more of them. Nowadays we only have a few. Right? Think about, you know, those stories that they said that every Rav in Europe could tell you how many times it said Abaye in the whole Masechta Sukkah, you know? There was a story, a famous story between the two. It was the Sholom Eshev and one of the Rav. and they're going back and forth, and basically, you know, through the whole Shas in one conversation, you know, Rava in Brachot Wadaf, Shabbos, Erevim, Pesachim, they were bouncing off. I have to tell you where Rava appears in Brachot. You have to tell me the next place it appears in Sanhedrin. Anyway, so nowadays what we have left is nothing. Is only the Plata. Is only the little remnant of what the Gedolim used to, of how many Gedolim that we have. And also, it's because they're the remnant of our generation. Most people are captured by the Yetzer Hara, and they have managed to escape from the Yetzer Hara. Since they escaped from the Yetzer Hara, they're called the Plata. Okay? I'm just...
I have a friend in Rochester.
Yeah?
The Gadol was in Rochester. He went over to the Gadol and said, I know it's on every page of Shas. He said, test them. So someone brought him into the sector. And the Gadol opened it up and says, and my friend says, does it have an olive on the page?
Yeah, well, the
it shows how low we've gotten.
Right. Just checking. See the Holy Spanish. So I'm sure that no one came. Okay.
Rabbi, I knew there were cameras there. I would have gotten.
This is the in case you're ever schmoozing during your new learning, I see you right. Okay, so now.
My wife.
Yeah, exactly. So now, okay, so that's the Plata Sofrayim. Then we say Val Geirei Atzedek. The Geirim, that they have a higher level. We have to ask for them specially. Why do we daven? Because there's a special mitzvah of Geirim. A Geirei Tzedek means that there was for no other reason. In the history of the Jewish people, there were times, there were a lot of Geirim, in the times of Shlomo HaMelech. Because in the times of Shlomo HaMelech, it was a big kavod to be a Jew. So there were people being Megayer, all of us. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says that the Beis Din in the time of Shlomo HaMelech did not accept Geirim, because people were just doing it for the false reasons. Okay? So, we talk about the Geirei Tzedek. Then we say, on all these people, ve'aleinu, and for us too. Why us? Because we don't have these milas, but we want to be part and parcel of these groups of people. What should happen to all these people? Yehemu na rachamecha. Hashem, yehemu rachamecha is a very beautiful language. It doesn't say Hashem, give your rachamim. The way he translates it, let your mercy be stirred. It should shake up your mercy. There's a famous pasuk we say in Rosh Hashanah, Haben yakir li Ephraim, im yelet shashuim, that my son Ephraim is my yelet shashuim. Hamu mei ailoi. When I think about Hashem, when I think about Zohar Eskerenu Oid, when I think about Ephraim, Hashem says, when I think about the Jewish people, my insides start churning. You know, when a person, you don't have, so the idea of that is that sometimes you're not, it's a natural reaction. That's the way your body reacts. There's nothing you could do about it. You're not telling your body, okay, be nervous now, don't be nervous now. You know, you just feel it. So we're asking Hashem, these people should stir up, it's a nice word, stir up your rachamanus. You should, when you think about these people, right away, it should like, okay, rachamim, rachamim, rachamim. It should come out, the rachamanus. Yemu rachamecha Hashem Elokeinu. And then what do we say? V'sein sachar toiv. Give good reward l'chol haboitchem b'shimcha be'emes to all those who rely on you. Now, I'm going to say two pshatim in this, because I saw two pshatim that are both pretty different pshatim, actually. Which is, you know, some say it's referring still to the people we talked to before. Because we said, Ala tzaddikim, we didn't say the botchim b'shimcha. So why now are we discussing those that are boteach in you? Why do we switch all of a sudden? So Rav Friedlander says in the Sisei Chaim, unbelievable concept. He says, you should give them reward. First of all, another question. Why are we asking Hashem to give them reward? If they deserve it, they'll get it. Right? Mm-hmm. So he says that Hashem should save the reward for those that have bitachon in getting the reward. One second. In other words, he says from the Gemara in Soita, it says, the Gemara in Soita, it says, Mi garm letzadikim shizbalz bez shulchanim lasad lovli. What caused that the tzadikim don't necessarily get their full reward in Olam Haba? So the Gemara says, Ki baz liyoyim haba. But the Gemara says, because they don't necessarily, katnus shivahem, they didn't necessarily fully believe in their schar. Now, we're not supposed to do mitzvahs for the purpose of getting reward, but we have to do mitzvahs with the understanding that we will get rewarded. Because otherwise, we're treating Hashem as unfair. So you have to understand that there is a reward. And the person that's boteach in his reward says, Hashem is not going to leave a person unpaid back. Hashem doesn't... there was a story that someone did a lot of mitzvahs and then they had a very hard life and they went to one of the gedolim. And it is a good story, but I don't remember the details. But the lashon that the gadol told him is, I'm going to say it in Yiddish first, and then we'll translate to Spanish and English. So he says, the Eibishter, then Hebrew. Yeah. French and Russian will do after this year. So, the Eibishter bleibt nit kin bal choyv. The Eibishter doesn't stay indebted to someone. Hashem doesn't owe someone and not pay. If Hashem owes, he pays. Understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you think Hashem owes you, you're going to get what you get. Hashem didn't borrow money and not pay back. It's not like half the other people, mm-hmm. right? That yeah. they borrow money. The Eibishter bleibt nit kin bal choyv. Hashem is not a bal choyv. He doesn't owe money. He doesn't owe you anything. He doesn't owe it. If you deserve... The point is that you have to go with that emunah and bitachon, then you'll get your full reward. It's a very interesting idea. So we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give the full reward to the people that have the full bitachon, that they're going to get the reward. That's one pshat. Now, it's a little bit of a shver pshat, because, like we said, if they're going to get the reward, what are we asking for? You know? They're going to get the reward anyway, so why are we asking for the game?
But why if we don't have enough bitachon on that, we have to get less?
Because he says like this. The way he explains it, it's a little bit of a different signum, is because. Like this. Well, that's number one, is because if a person didn't fully understand that this mitzvah translates into Olam Haba, then he didn't understand the full amkus, he didn't understand the full power of what he was doing. I'll give you an example. What is a person's reward in Olam Haba? Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that a person has to build their own Olam Haba. Right? A person, it says, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lehem Chelek Be'olam Haba. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lehem Chelek La'olam Haba. It says, everyone must have a share La'olam Haba, to the world to come. It doesn't say in the world to come. It says La'olam Haba, to the world to come. Everyone has a share to the world to come. Why not in the world to come? So he says, the world to come is not a place, and you get a ticket, and now you can come in. It's not that world. The world to come is the house that you built for yourself. It's only there if you built it. If you didn't build it, it's not there. It's like every time you do a mitzvah, you build a brick, and then afterwards you walk into your own house. You did both, right? See, there's two ways to build a house. you could hire someone. So if you hire someone, at least the house is yours, but you didn't build it. Or you could be the builder. So you built the house, but it's not yours. But what if you self-built your own house? So that's geschmack. You built it and you move in. It's your own house. Wow, this is such hard work and now I'm here. Right? So that's what your chelik in Olam Haba is. Your chelik in Olam Haba is what you created for yourself. It's the house that you built for yourself. It's not like it's there and now you get a ticket to come in. That's what Chaim Volozhin, you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, therefore, it's only as strong as you built it. If you, I'm doing extra credit. So then you're not fully invested. Understand? So the more you're invested in, okay, no, I'm doing something now. This is the Ratzon Hashem, that this is going to allow me and Olam Haba to experience a greater level of experience with Hashem, this mitzvah. This mitzvah is going to bring me to a higher level of experience of Hana with Hashem in the next world. Every mitzvah I do is building another brick to my ability to experience a closeness to Hashem in the next world. So it's a different performance. Reb Chaim Friedlander adds a nice idea also. He says, it also is according to your bitachon in the mitzvah itself. It means to say your set of priorities. There are certain people that really, you know, I don't like, you know, categorizing different types of Jews, but there are certain people out there that they do their Yiddishkeit in a way. The whole philosophy of what they do is, I do what I do in life, and I try that the mitzvah shouldn't get in the way. Right? So, like, I'm taking this trip. Oh, one second. This trip, Chanukah is going to be there. So, I'm going to this place. Oh, I can't get matzah. Instead of saying, no, my ikar is the mitzvahs, and then you work your way, your life around the mitzvahs. Right? So there are some people that mitzvahs is like, it's in the way, and you know, you figure out how to make it work with your life as opposed to making your life the mitzvahs itself.
It's hard to observe Pesach in Cancun.
Yeah.
So, I'm a little confused about the master servant relationship. It's usually a master to provide all the servant's needs. If he's cruel, maybe he'll do.
Mm-hmm.
But he has an expectation that the master will do this. We also have an expectation. We're serving Hashem.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Hashem will give reward. He's not going to give us. He's going to give us a reward.
But you're saying some people have more faith.
Yeah.
The master will
exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So this last pshat is that as much as priorities you put to the mitzvahs, that's as strong as your schar will be. As you have a high level of priority to the mitzvahs, then the schar will be, oh, this guy, his whole life was mitzvahs, so he's going to get, and this guy, you know, all right, he made it work. So there's a joke that there was a guy, he never did anything wrong. And he always like, found an opinion that was lenient, and it was just like went to get by. But he managed to get by pretty good. He gets up to Shemayim after 120 years and say, okay, here's your chelik in Olam Haba. Here's a tuna sandwich. Tuna sandwich? Come on. I didn't do any affairs. He said, what do you think you were getting?
Tuna fish is my favorite.
So he says, what do you think you were getting? He said, I thought I was getting Leviathan. That's what we're talking about, Leviathan. And that's what I was waiting for, the aura of Leviathan. So he says, don't you know, there's one opinion in the Medrash, Leviathan is tuna. Right? So the idea of the Chol Botchem Shimcha Be'emes. So now, there's a beautiful pshat in Rabbi Miller. Rabbi Miller says, no, it's not talking. It's talking about another category of people. It's talking about those that have bitachon in Hashem. Now, why are we asking that they should get tzchar? Of course they're going to get tzchar, like everything else. So he says, it says, give them good schar, schar tov. Why good schar?
Give them good schar because what, what's that? So why is it a Gishmak Pshat, by the way? So he says,
you're asking for Sachar Tov. What's the Sachar Tov? Not just the Sachar in Olam Haba. They should get Sachar in Olam Hazeh also. Because when the people that have Bitochen in Hashem get Sachar in Olam Hazeh, that's a Kiddush Hashem. So we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu not just to give them schar, the reward for the mitzvah we don't need to ask for, that they're going to get. But we ask v'sein sachar tov l'chol aboitchem b'shimcha be'emes. Those that really have bitachon in the be'emes, not fakers. Like the Chazon Ish said, a lot of people use bitachon as a code word for being lazy. Oh, I don't have to do it, Hashem will give. You don't believe in bitachon. You have a good excuse why you could be lazy. Chazon Ish says if you use bitachon as an excuse for laziness, that's not good. You have to really have bitachon. But those people, when they have schar, and that's why he says lechol habotchem, every single person has bitachon. We ask for him every day. He should get schar in the next world, but in this world too, so that people will see this is how a baal bitachon is treated by Hashem. And that's why he says it has to be lechol habotchem, because even if one baal bitachon is missing, It will be a chisaron in the Kiddush Hashem. Because people will say, oh, you see, he has bitachon, it didn't work. So it has to be every single baal bitachon. We say, Hashem, give him a special reward in this world. It's a beautiful pshat. So he says, and then we say, our chelek should be with them. We should have a schus to be mizdabik to them. We should be one, either it means we should be one of them, or at least it means that our chelik should be with them. And then it says, v'loy nevosh, and we shouldn't be embarrassed. Why would we be embarrassed? V'loy nevosh, we shouldn't be embarrassed. Ki v'chav batach, because we had bitachon in you. Why would we be embarrassed? We'll be embarrassed if we had bitachon in something else. And then you get to Olam Haba and you realize how foolish you were for having bitachon in something else. Right? So we ask Hashem, V'loy nevosh, don't let us be embarrassed and realize how foolish we were our whole life, thinking that there was other things to rely on. When we got to Olam Haba, we realized how foolish we were. Ki v'cha b'tachon, no, we really had bitachon in you the whole time. So Hashem, give us the zchus to be amongst those people that have bitachon in you. And then in the next world, we won't have to be embarrassed by having to show our cards and say, no, these are the things that we were bitachon. Hashem says, well, why did you act like that? I had a job. And then you realize how foolish you are. You had a job. Every day, the boss was about to fire you, and I put in his mind not to fire you. You're going to say, right? You think you had a job? I gave you the job. So, and then that's how the bracha ends. So these are the things that we're asking for. We're asking for the tzaddikim and all those people. And then the baalei bitachon should get special tzchar. And then we should be amongst those people. And then Hashem, baruch atah Hashem, mishlan u'miftach latzaddikim, that he constantly supports the tzaddikim. Mishlan is that you can lean on it. The tzaddikim lean on them, and miftach is protection. Next week we'll just, usually we do one bracha a week, but we got cut short. So next week we'll finish up the a little bit more on this end of the bracha, okay? Okay, shkach.